Here we go. Let's talk about the story entitled I Am Me, described as heartfelt and honest, acting as a mantra of sorts for anyone and everyone, but especially for individuals who are different in society's eye. Let's bring you up to the plate. We'll introduce you formally, Caitlin S. Herragers. Herragers with a hard G. Herragers, spelled H-E-R-R-Y-G-E-R-S. But I'll call you Katie, if I may. Perfect. Good morning to you. Yes. Many hats you wear in our community. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Herragers.
Correct.
Nice. Okay. Let's put the hat on. You work with the organization Learning to Give.
I do. I work full-time as the content and community manager for Learning to Give. We're a national organization with actually some international reach and some sister organizations in other countries. And our goal with Learning to Give is to help K through 12 students understand the importance of philanthropy, and that being defined as time, talent, or treasure for the common good. So we work with teachers around the country to help them implement philanthropy education and service learning projects to connect students to community.
Let's put on your author slash mom hat. Would you tell me about Jay?
Yes. So Jameson is my 2.5-year-old son. And Jameson has been a blessing for his father and I. He was born with Down syndrome, and we actually found out Jay would likely have Down syndrome in an early ultrasound. So we had a pre-birth diagnosis. And I actually blog about that a little bit on my blog. I have a diagnosis story that I shared recently. And just the ups and downs and trying to figure out what that means. You know, what is Down syndrome? What does that mean for our family? What kind of life will Jameson lead? You know, all of those pre-questions before you're really in the experience. And, you know, Jameson's 2.5 now, and sometimes I feel guilty about the feelings I had early on. And that's just part of it all. And that's an important part of the journey.
Next time you're going to have to bring this Jameson in, and let's have a conversation.
Right.
Well, you turn your life into somewhat book form to share that Jay's a pretty cool kid.
Definitely. So I Am Me is something that I wrote. Jay was about 3 months old, and I've always considered writing a passion of mine. And I see I Am Me as a place where passion and purpose intersect along with experience. And so I think we're all trying to find that part of our lives, that sweet spot that makes us happy, that feels like, you know, makes us feel fulfilled and that we're giving back. And that's where I Am Me comes in. This story, like you explained, is really a mantra for anyone and everyone. But I wrote it. It's a love story for Jay. And it was a reminder to me as his mom to remember that, you know, Jameson is exactly as he needs to be. You know, he is whole and complete, playful and sweet. He's a child who's curious and bright, and he is super, just who he is.
Very nice. Turn to a page or two and give me a read.
Sure. So one of the spreads, again, my illustrator was Ashley Bryant. She's a local freelance artist. So I worked with her, and she created all of the illustration spreads on the front and back cover design. But here's a little verse. So I'll learn to walk and talk and read on my time and at my own pace. I might even learn to climb a tree. Whatever I do, I'll find my place. And later on, there's another page that says, we are all different, our shapes and our sizes, our color of skin and hair, but still we're the same, and we need one another to love and listen and care. You are you, and I am me, just exactly how life is meant to be.
And here's Jameson, right, on one of your pages.
Yes, he actually, we use Jameson and our family. There's actually a family photo in here as well, my husband Jay and I, that the illustrator was able to tie into some of her spreads here for us.
Who's the target audience again for this?
So I'm focusing on families and parents of little ones with Down syndrome. But again, it's a story that extends beyond the Down syndrome community for sure.
Is Jay old enough to know that that this might be him?
Right. He does notice. He points at himself in the picture. He especially points at Mama and Dada in the pictures.
What was it like to make this happen?
It was quite a process. I started and had some encouragement from different people I knew. Actually, Betsy, who's the executive director of Learning to Give, had a previous experience working in publishing for a while, and I had shared my very first manuscript of the story with her, and she really encouraged me. She said, Katie, this is heartfelt. This is wonderful. You need to try to get this out there. So I did try the traditional publishing route for a while and didn't have any luck, but I still felt like I wanted this to be available to other families. So I went the self-publishing route. So I found a self-publisher, and then I did a GoFundMe to help cover some of the costs, and that was encouraged by a family member. And I had over 45 people donate to make this happen, which has been awesome. And then part of the goal of the story, I Am Me, in the book is that I make donations to the Down Syndrome Association of West Michigan right now. So I donate 321, which represents trisomy 21, which is Down syndrome.
Thank you for that. Are you a co-owner of a small gourmet popcorn and vintage candy shop still?
I am, yes, yes. Poppin' House in Holland, Michigan is a family-owned operation. It's myself and my husband, my sister Ashley and her husband Ryan, and then my mom Craig and her fiance, or my mom Lisa and her fiance Craig. So the six of us run it and own it. And part of the purpose of that popcorn store is we created something with Jay in mind called the Super J brand. And that really was built at the idea of the book and has since expanded. And Super J brand is actually becoming its own entity now, which is very exciting for me. So it's housed in Poppin' House, and we have the books, and we have some dolls made by a local artisan that you can see kind of images and examples of in the book, and mugs and that sort of thing. But the idea of Super J brand is that a local business or organization is connecting with a nonprofit and committing to making donations based on their sales. So Poppin' House donates $3.21 for every Super J product sold. And they even actually have a really fun Super J 321 blend of popcorn right now. That's a 21 cup bag of popcorn, so it's a pretty big bag of popcorn. That's caramel, cheddar, and double butter, and we donate $3.21 of that. So it's a $13.21 retail value. But it's about a $20 cost, and then we make the donation on top of it.
Just run an extra mile if you're going to do double butter,
right?
For a good cause. you say that your readers will gravitate to this book for its supportive message, a universal feeling of comfort through community. Expand on this in closing.
Mm-hmm. So I think as a parent of a little one with an exceptional ability, right? I like to use that much better, or ableness even, than a special needs or a disability. I think it's important to recognize that though we are different, we are all here, and we are all have value, and we are all full of potential, and that's the whole idea of I Am Me, is to recognize that I am me, and that is all I need to be, and yet we're all part of a community, so each of us are individual, and we build everything together to come together to culminate into what is a we of our society.
And you're blogging, right?
I am, yep. So my blog is katelynshae.net, KatelynShae.net. And on there you can find information about the book I Am Me, links to purchase the book if you're interested. It's also sold on Amazon and at poppinhouse.com. And then I'll actually be selling the book and other kind of classroom bundles, where I'm putting the book together with a doll and a reading guide to help K through 5 grade classrooms implement the book and the idea.
Great. Say hello to Jameson for us.
Hi, Jay. Love you, honey.
I think he just said hi back. Thank you very much on behalf of Learning to Give. That hat you wear, your popcorn store, and certainly the latest, I Am Me. Katie, how do we find out, how do we buy your book again?
Sure, yep. So again, you can go to my website, katelynshae.net. You can also find the book, I Am Me. Look for Herregers, H-E-R-R-Y-G-E-R-S, when you're looking on Amazon. And then locally, right now, it's available through Poppin' House at the store and online. However, Poppin' House is closed for the month of January to try to reorganize and redecorate and that sort of thing. But they do still have Super J items available online.
Thanks, Katie.